Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Shout out to the Work Hard crew.
And shout out to the other half, all of you, encompassing both, I hope, being good.
It's Gabe and Nina in the morning, time for the top six of six.
Number six.
In no particular order.
That's key.
Okay, first and foremost, it's based on deductive reasoning.
Okay.
This is not my number six, but deductive reasoning. I know who's been messing with the microphone.
Oh, who?
Julia.
Oh, right. She comes in here.
Because she's the only one. It's been fine for 3 months. No one's touched the microphone, messed it up, and now Julia's back in studio, and then I grab the microphone, and sure enough, I just don't understand. It's like this. Like, this thing is, like, over here, and this is, like, she gets antsy.
Maybe she does. There's all different kinds of, like, wires on it that you can kind of move around.
I need this.
And it was in a different place. That's funny.
Touch your butt, like my mom says.
You want to text her and tell her to touch your butt?
No, that'd be a HR issue.
Oh.
So, number six one is, we've all heard of carjacking.
Yeah.
But have you ever heard of dog jacking?
The park was full of kids.
Like, I saw those guys and I was like, there's no way he's going to do anything bad to the dog. He just wants a picture for social media.
And then I reached for the door to open it and they locked the door. They started rolling up the window and then they hit the gun against the window, like, don't, because I kept trying to reach in to grab him.
Yeah, they had the gun pointed to us and they drove off.
So a couple in Denver, Colorado, sitting there chilling at the park, you know, like most people do with their dogs. And then
yeah,
a group of kids come up and they're like, hey, man, can we take a picture with the dog? First of all, why would you give the dog inside of a car? Like, why would you give your dog to anyone that's inside of a car? Tell them to get out of the car. Hey, you can get out of the car and take a picture.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you the dog. But they gave the dog. And then, like they said in the recording, they rolled up the window, hit the gun on the window and was like, get up out of here.
I cannot believe that.
You seem so devastated.
I would be absolutely, if that was my dog, no, I'm not putting my dog in a car, but if you're just going to take off with my dog, I would be devastated. Oh, that's,
it's like,
terrible.
Do you know this dog? You are, I know, Nina, you're like, it's your dog.
I feel it.
I'm going to try to do the same thing.
Right? Number five.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, about this story?
Whatever it is, I'm in.
Okay, okay. Do you have a butt tattoo?
My brother does. Continue.
Okay. Butt tattoos, I think, fascinate me much like face tattoos do. But there's a new member of the Tatted Butt Club, and it's Hillary Duff's husband. I had to talk about it because I'm very fascinated by why.
No.
Somebody would put...
He got a butt tattoo? I cannot... I am just... No way.
Like, well, I just don't know why the butt of all places is the choice, because people don't see it very much. But he did. He got Hillary Duff's name on his butt. But the funny part is the caption, because he's like, good luck winning an argument with your wife when your name is tatted on your butt cheek. So I guess that's one way to do it. Hey, if you have a butt tattoo, I'd really just, why?
All right.
Number four.
So that's when you're supposed to go, yeah.
If you want to talk about butt tattoos with Nina, hit her up.
I think it's interesting.
Number four story is, this is interesting. You know, we've been talking the last, actually a couple weeks, about this damn show, Schitt's Creek. And it had a sweep yesterday, and it's funny because yesterday Jimmy Fallon, like, we don't mind saying it because we know it's a TV show. We're not saying anything bad. We're saying the name of a TV show, and Schitt's Creek, it's their last name. Right. That's C-H-I-T-T. I mean, it's just what it is. But Jimmy, one of them.
One of the Jimmies?
Kimmel.
Okay.
Put together a montage of TV people avoiding the name of the show. It's pretty funny.
The show Up a Creek, whose name we can't say on morning TV.
Can't say the name on TV, but it involves the creek. Now, we're not sure if we're allowed to say the name.
Yeah.
Our boss told us we can't say the name of the show.
Renee didn't want to say the name of the TV show.
Not really.
She doesn't want to get in trouble.
That is spelled S-C-H-O.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Do we even think about it? I mean, it's a show.
Our boss doesn't listen.
That one guy said,
our boss is gonna get told us not to do it. Our boss don't care. Our boss is like, just don't get fined.
He probably watches the show, and he's like, it's a funny show. I love Schitt's Creek. You know? It is a great show, though.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Number three.
Okay, are you a horror fan person? This study is so interesting to me, too, because apparently horror fans are handling this pandemic a lot better than those of us that are terrified by horror. And the reason why, they say, is because horror fiction allows the audience to practice with grappling negative emotions in a safe setting. So if you've been struggling at any point in time with stress, maybe now's the time with all of the horror movies and stuff coming out to sit down, watch some, and see if you can't build up your tolerance for horror fiction.
Ah! Oh, is that what I'm supposed to go? Ah!
Number two.
You don't like my story.
I'm sorry I didn't have a sound effect for you. So the last one that I have here is interesting. You know, often Nicole and I joke about one day if we're never together, what that would look like. And it's usually with one of us in the grave.
Oh, my God.
But Gwyneth Paltrow and her man from Coldplay, Chris Martin, you know, there was a clip of her talking about their co-parenting. And she said one of the greatest lines ever. I want to play this for you guys and then talk about it.
Chris and I committed to putting them first. And that's
the kids.
Harder than it looks, because some days you really don't want to be with the person that you're getting divorced from.
Okay, that's deep. Some days you don't want to be with the person that you're getting divorced from, but because you put the kids first, you got to do it. And then she says this.
But if you're committed to having family dinner, then you do it and you take a deep breath and you look the person in the eye and you remember your pact and you smile and you hug and you make a joke and you just recommit to this new relationship that you are trying to foster.
They're better than me.
This is Gwyneth Paltrow, conscious uncoupling, and now they've got it all figured out.
I think to myself, I'm so petty that there's no way I'd be able to sit at a dinner table and let her say something and just be like,
what would you do?
What do I always do? Nothing. I just stay quiet. Just be like,
okay. Oh,
man. How much time is left? Hurry up, eat your peas.
Number one.
I was going to talk about Alicia Keys' new skincare line, but since you just talked about Gwyneth Paltrow, guys, this is a tip for people that have been looking for a good moisturizer, something good for your skin.
You really don't want me talking about your topics today, do you?
I guess not. But I tried Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Jeans, the Goop Genetics, like the all-in-one, all-encompassing moisturizing cream. And for anybody that is into skincare, I'm not getting paid for this, but it's like the best cream I've ever used. My face stays moist all day long and it glows. So if you've ever been thinking about trying, I had a hard time caving into Goop, but I did it and it works. So if you were curious, there you go.
Skincare
tip for the morning.
See, I did that. Jump right in.
It's good.
Cave Benita, B96. Happy Wednesday.
VT Throwback Trivia, the game we all know and love. When we give you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show just to find out how old school you are.
All right, 877-591-9696. Call us up right now to play TBT if you know the answer to this question.
Okay, it's about a TV show. In 2016, Martha Stewart teamed up with the Drop It Like It's Hot West Coast rapper for a TV show that aired on VH1. The show is called Martha and Blank's Potluck Dinner Party. Who's the West Coast rapper that she teamed up with?
All right, 877-591-9696. Come get on the radio if you know the answer, my nizzle.
Good one. There you go. There's another clue.
And we've got two more questions for you. All right, TBT. Up next with Gabe and Nina on B96. Gabe and Nina, it is just after 6:26, and we got Diana from Spring Grove ready to play TBT. Good morning.
Good
Good morning.
Hi, Diana. Gonna hit you with the first question that you just heard about a TV show. In 2016, Martha Stewart teamed up with the Drop It Like It's Hot West Coast rapper for a TV show that aired on VH1. The show is called Martha and Blank's Potluck Dinner Party.
All right, Diana, who is the person that teamed up with Martha Stewart on the show?
Snoop Dogg.
Okay, Diana.
Pretty sure you gotta say Snoop Dizzle. The Shizzle.
Keep it going. Okay. For the movie, we're going way back, Diana. 2001. In 2001, the masterpiece we know as Glitter was released. The movie stars a music legend who was making her feature film debut. We know her for her impressive 5-octave vocal range and love of Christmas. Who's the music legend, Diana?
All right, Diana, who is it?
Mariah Carey.
I like it. Okay, and for the song. In 2001, we're staying way back when, Britney Spears released the song called I'm a Slave for You. She later performed the song at the VMAs, and everyone will forever remember the performance because she did it with a live animal around her neck.
All right, Diana, what was the animal that Britney had around her neck?
I know it was a snake. I don't know if I could.
Diana, that's it.
Good enough for me, Diana.
It was a snake. And then everybody wanted to pick up the snake to do the thing. But because you got it, Diana, here we go. Go, Diana. You old school. You need a snake, too, so you can roll.
All right. Good job. Diana, where are you headed to right now?
I'm going to work in Wakanda.
Okay, forever, baby. Let me ask you this. Well, who was your favorite artist growing up? Somebody that you listened to on your CD player or something like that.
Yeah.
I was really big into Destiny's Child.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Wait. Okay, fine. You must be... I feel bad for your boyfriend. Anybody that liked Destiny's Child back in the day, I feel like you got problems.
Why?
To all the women, it's independent.
Come back.
When we come back... I don't even know what's happening when we come back.
It's going to be really good, though, so you want to make sure you're here.
Exactly. And don't forget, we got you on for Wake Up Wars at 6:50. Baby Daddy Check in 7:05. All that on the way next on B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I wanted to bring this up because I was catching up with a friend yesterday, and we were having a glass of wine and talking about mom wisdom. And she dropped this gem on me, and clearly I'm not in a relationship, haven't been in one in a long time, but I wanted to know if you thought that this was true in yours, especially if you've been with someone for a while, and you, Gabe, too, with you and Nicole.
Uh-huh.
So her mom says that the first fight that you have with the person that you're with is the one thing that you will always fight about forever in the rest of your relationship. Do you believe that to be true?
No, that sounds like a relationship with poor communication.
Okay.
Oh, no, that wasn't a joke. That was just a regular statement.
I'm laughing at how easily that just, like, came out as a matter of fact. Yeah, that was just my question around it.
Well, I thought you were going to tell us what they were arguing about.
Oh, no, it wasn't one of those things. It was one of the conversations about, like, hey, honey, this is what you need to know about the stuff that's moving forward in your situation. She's been with somebody for a while, and everything's been great. Actually, they haven't been fighting. And so that's why she brought it up, because her mom was like, well, this is just what you need to know. Be aware. But when those types of fights come up, that may be the one that just will always be there and present in your situation.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with the fact that sometimes when you're arguing with somebody, it's never really about the moment in the present. It's usually about something in the past. I don't know if it's necessarily, in my case, it's not necessarily anything that happened like in the beginning. But, I mean, geez, if you had an issue in the beginning and it's still haunting your relationship 10 years later, that's, again, like I mentioned in the beginning, it's poor communication. I feel like you should try to tackle that one.
Well, I feel like we just came up with the answer then.
I wonder if there is an argument that you guys have that is consistent in your relationship. Now, that's interesting. If there's a consistent argument, is it about something in particular that you guys are always arguing about? But it's like not ruining the relationship.
Right. Like, why didn't you take out the trash again or whatever it might be? Do you guys have one?
No, I got to be honest. Nicole and I, we don't argue like that. We literally, like, we're so good at communicating. When something is wrong, first of all, we feel like we can read each other's minds. So I'll be like, hey, babe, what are you doing later? And she'll be like, are you still upset about last week, Thursday, when I said that? And I'm like, yes, I am, actually. So we're really good with, like, stuff like that. And then we just talk about it and we explain why we feel a certain type of way instead of hiding behind the anger. Like, it's like, all right, look in your soul. Tell me what's wrong. And it's like, well, you know what? I guess I really did have an issue with da, 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 da.
That's super
And then
puffy.
I'll be like, well, this is what I was thinking about when I said that.
Right.
And then so we do a lot of that kind of stuff. So nothing that's consistent.
That's super healthy. What about you guys, though? Is there something in your house that you're just always fighting about or nagging in whatever it is? 877-591-9696. The one fight you're always having.
Yeah, but you're not, it's not terrible.
No, it just keeps coming
up. But consistent.
877-591-9696.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. We got Alberto in Berwyn. What's up, Alberto?
Hey, guys.
Hi. So what is the one thing that you guys are always fighting about at home?
We're always fighting about the friends that we used to talk to before we started dating.
Okay. So, like...
I had a friend that's a girl, and she had a friend that was a boy, and she would get mad when I would talk to her, but it was perfectly fine for her to talk to them.
Okay, let me ask you this question, Alberto. Be honest with me, man. Have you ever kissed that girl?
No, I've known her since, like, the fifth grade.
Okay. Did you guys ever hold hands?
No.
All right, what about her? Did she ever talk to Buddy?
Yes.
So the problem's not... So the problem is this. You have a problem with old boy, and she, because she probably has a guilty conscience, has a problem with your friend because of that.
Probably, but I mean, I know about it. I mean, they talk, but they never dated.
Right.
And he's one of my friends, and I see him, like, every day.
Oh, no.
I have no problem with it, though.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this thing, because what we're asking people is that one argument that's consistent. So are you telling me that, like, you guys will try to decide what you're going to eat for dinner and somehow, some way, the friend's argument comes into play?
Sometimes it gets heated.
I mean, if you're seeing the guy every day, that makes me feel like you guys are having arguments every day.
It's like, can we go eat tacos over there by 18th Street? And it's like, oh, by Michael's? All right. Thanks for the call, Alberto. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, it happens. But the reality is, I mean, I guess the moral story here that I want to tell you guys is if you do have a consistent argument that's happening, dude, take a second. Man up and say what's wrong with you. If you're the one with the problem, you yourself should be the one to initiate that conversation. If your girl comes up to you and says, let's go get tacos on 18th Street. And you're like, oh, no, I don't want to go over there. But you know it's because her boyfriend lives over there, ex-boyfriend or guy she used to talk to, then say that, hey, babe, you know what? I don't want to go over there because I'm still feeling a certain type of way from you talking to Buddy. And then she'll be like, oh, baby, I didn't know that. You get all the love in the world.
There you go. You open up a whole mushy situation.
I mean, listen, there's nobody that loves cuddles more than me. And I always use that card against Nicole. I'd be like, babe, you know what? I just don't feel right about this. She'd be like, oh, babe, come here. And I'd be like, I'd be like this.
That's an evil laugh.
Communication is the key, guys. Gabe and Nina, B96. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96, and we are welcoming Janice from Bartlett back to the show. Good morning, Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, good morning.
So if you're just joining us, Janice, won Wake Up Wars yesterday. How did that feel?
Really good, actually. I wasn't expecting to get through.
I know. It got to the tiebreaker, too, and it was pretty intense wake-up wars. Now, if you win two more times, Janice, you're going to get breakfast. What's a good breakfast spot in Bartlett? Did you say Savory?
Savory is good. I haven't really tried many other ones over there, actually.
Start looking at those menus.
You only
it
need
might
one.
Be yours.
You only need one place. Okay, so, Janice, sit back, relax. We're going to get your contestant right now, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, she seems pretty nice.
She does. I feel like she's prepared. She might be that silent, sweet winner.
All right, so the number is 877-591-9696. We switched up Wake Up Wars. A guy or a girl can call right now, go up against Janice. And if you beat her, then you'll have a shot at three victories to get yourself the breakfast, okay? So we're playing Wake Up Wars at 7:10. We got the baby daddy check-in on the way, but we need our contestant to go up against Janice. 877-591-9696. That's me. It's us, Gabe and Nina, in the morning on B96. It is time for the baby daddy check-in, two dad jokes, and a baby update. If you never heard this before, I just had my baby back in April. So almost 5 months old. So just kind of giving you guys the nostalgic feeling if you have kids or if you don't have kids, just kind of, you know, letting you know what to look forward to. First dad joke. So yesterday, I purchased a world map. I feel like it was important for the house. So I gave my wife a dart, Nicole, and I was like, hey, throw this dart at the map, and wherever it lands, that's where we're going to go for a vacation.
That's kind of a good idea.
Well, t- turns out we're spending 3 weeks behind the fridge. She got terrible aim, guys. Terrible aim. All right, so the baby daddy check-in is this, and this is absolutely fascinating. If you do not have a kid, please pay attention because this is fascinating. Mm. My daughter's poop smells like buttered popcorn.
What?
Let that marinate and sink in for a second.
What kind of observation is that? The diaper comes off and you go, ooh, is somebody making popcorn?
You walk into the room and you smell popcorn and you're like, why is this? And then initially my thought was, I sprayed butter on a pan and then maybe it got on my hands and then maybe when I was grabbing her, the poop smelled like that. But then like a week later, uh-huh. Nicole and I smell it again and we're like, yo, this is crazy. Who used the butter spray on the pan again? Because it smells like buttered popcorn in this diaper thing. So then I go, man, I wonder.
Did you Google it?
I was like, I wonder if babies, if this is a thing.
Mm, guys. I've never heard of this in my life.
Same. That's why I said it's fascinating. Listen to this. If you formula feed, you can expect the color spectrum, right?
Uh-huh.
Shades of whatever consistency, the typical la la la. However, sweet smells and peanut butter aren't the only scents your baby's bottom can make. Ashley Olin, a labor and delivery nurse and childbirth educator, tells new moms their baby's bowel movements may resemble butter popcorn.
That's so weird.
I look at Nicole and I'm like, babe, this is an actual thing. We've been thinking it's been the spray from our pan and our butter. It's literally our baby's poop.
Lesson in poop this morning.
Fascinating.
Wow.
I am almost 40 years old and I thought to myself, I can't believe I'm living my whole life on this earth and didn't know that baby's poop could smell like butter popcorn.
I've never heard that. You know, it's so crazy because babies, when you smell them, you just want to eat them. Like everything, that's so,
yeah.
That's an added.
So, I mean, something to think about. And if you parents knew that, then, I mean, geez.
If you got a baby.
All right, second dad joke. What do you call a sick eagle?
What?
Ill eagle. Illegal. Illegal. Guys, Wago Boards is up next. Three questions. Male centered, female centered, then a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right gets a shot at breakfast. That's next.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on
B96.
B96,
it is the Wednesdayest Wednesday of them all, and ready to play Wake Up Wars against our champion, Janice. Is Gerald in Oswego. Good morning, Gerald.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Janice. Now, you won yesterday, so you get to decide who goes first on Wake Up Wars.
Gerald's go first.
Look at that. All right, hang on 1 second, Janice.
All right, Gerald, you're about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question for your shot at dethroning Janice and taking over for your chance to win 3 in a row for breakfast.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, here it is. Your first female-centered question. This horseshoe-shaped accessory that is usually made of a plastic or that's usually made out of plastic or metal is worn on the head to keep hair out of the face or to just look pretty. What is this accessory called?
It's a headband.
Good job, Gerald. Okay, next one. Finish this slogan. The best part of waking up is blank.
Folgers in your cup.
It's okay. And the Chicagoland question. Chicago Bulls legend Derrick Rose is still playing in the NBA, and it's not because of the money. He's probably doing fine because he's a partner at this iconic Chicago pizza chain. What pizza place is Derrick Rose in business with?
Giordano's.
Wow. All right, Gerald. I had no idea.
Good job, Gerald. Hang on 1 second, okay? Janice, bad news for you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Gerald got all three questions correct today.
Okay.
Hopefully they're just easy questions. All right, your first female-centered question, Janice. This horseshoe-shaped accessory that is usually made out of plastic or metal is worn on the head to keep hair out of the face or to just look pretty. What is this accessory called?
A headband.
Question number two, your male-centered question. Finish this slogan. The best part of waking up is blank in your cup.
Older.
And question number three for the sweep. Chicago Bulls legend Derrick Rose is still playing in the NBA, and it's not because of the money. I mean, he's probably doing fine because he's the partner of this iconic Chicago pizza chain. What pizza place is Derrick Rose in business with?
Domino's? No.
No. cursing, Janice.
Sorry. It came to me after. No.
Is this all a guess?
Gerald in Oswego.
What's up? What's the result?
Should we call you King Gerald? Because Janice got two correct. You dethroned our queen. Right.
Good job. The answer to the questions, number one, the accessory worn on the head is a headband.
And the coffee, to finish the slogan, is Folgers.
And then question number three, Janice, Derrick Rose became partners with Giordano's.
Oh, my gosh. My husband would kill me because he's a big Derrick Rose fan.
Don't tell him. Oh, that's great. Well, Gerald, are you excited that you get an opportunity at breakfast?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Gerald, you got to study tonight. All right,
you got two more victories to go, Gerald. Gerald, I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information and get you back tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Janice, your reign was short.
Yeah.
But sweet.
I'm a little but sad. Sweet.
Make sure you hang out for the rest of the week to see if Gerald gets the breakfast, okay?
I always do. Thank you, guys.
You're so sweet.
Thank
All right, have
you,
a great one.
You too.
Bye. Janice, you're so nice.
I'm so nice. This is exciting, man. Day by day, you never know what's going to happen.
All right, what's exciting is what happened yesterday to you.
God, another update? Yeah. The drama that happens in my apartment building. My neighbor has been yelling at my other neighbor, and it happened again last night. What did I do about it? You're going to get the whole update coming up next on B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96, Chicago's new hit music. Don't forget, we have our podcast out there, guys. So you just got to go to radio.com. Search Gabe and Nina, and anytime you miss any of our shows throughout the week, you can go ahead and listen on there. So make sure you check that out. Like, for example, if you missed what we've been talking about the last couple of days, Nina was having some, not dog, you weren't having the dog issues.
It wasn't my dog issues. It was my neighbor's dog issues. So, in short, good news, I didn't get arrested. But last night it happened again. So the past couple days, I have this new neighbor. She just moved in. She's little and the cutest thing with this little dog. And across the hall, we have this other neighbor with a booming voice who's been complaining about the dog's barking. So for the past couple nights, I've heard him in the hallway just screaming at her, berating her, trying to get her to shut the dog up like she can do something about it. And it happened again last night. It was probably just after 6:30.
That's the third day in a row.
It's the third day in a row. I had just gotten out of the shower and I heard the yelling again. And I told myself if I heard it again, I had to go out there and say something because I can't let this guy keep bullying my, God, you guys, she's the cutest thing, my sweet neighbor. So I get my shoes on, I go out in the hallway. And by the time I got there, they were already back into their apartments. But the sad thing was, as I stood there in the hallway, because our walls are pretty thin, I can hear kind of what's going on. I could hear her, and she was crying.
Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah.
I just got a call right now, and this guy claims to be Nina's neighbor.
Oh, the neighbor that didn't open his door when I knocked on it last night? You're kidding me. No.
No, he's on the line right now. He's waiting for you.
Okay,
no
okay.
way.
All right, hold on.
No way.
Hold on. All right, go finish your story.
No way. Okay, I can't believe this because, so I hear her crying in the hallway and I knocked on his door, but he wouldn't open the door. He wouldn't talk to me. I couldn't get him to come out to have a conversation. So finally I gave up and we're going to go for another day. But now he's on the phone.
What's his name? What does he say his name is? Oh, hold on a second. Okay, guys, we're going to take this call, and then we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. It's funny, but it's kind of like, what?
All right, we're going to see what this guy wants, and then we'll come right back. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. All right, guys, this should be very interesting. Telephone tone said that Buddy's on the line right now, so.
I can't believe this.
Is Kyle, that's your name? Kyle?
Hello?
Yeah, no, that's me.
Sup, dude?
Hey, I knew that, Nina, I know that you work on the radio, and I knew you were going to talk about this.
I mean, Kyle, the thing is, like, I knocked on your door last night, and you decided not to answer it, but I felt like we needed to have a conversation about this. You were avoiding the conversation, but really, though, you've been so loud, and you're bringing everybody else into this problem. You're creating so much tension on our floor.
I've been loud. All right, so that dog is barking all the time. I'm right next to it. No one else hears that the way that I do. And it is just, I work different work hours than everybody else does.
So do I, Kyle.
Okay, but the point is, She needs to control her dog.
But this is what I'm saying, Kyle. You're talking like you can just boss her around and tell her how to be. She's been so sweet and apologetic to you. Believe it or not, I can hear everything. I've heard her say she's sorry. I've heard you belittle her. I've heard you act like you're just some man that can tell her and control her and her dog to do whatever it is that they want. Like, imagine this was your sister, your cousin, somebody, some female in your life that has some bully living across the hall that wants to say his life is more important than hers.
My sisters, my cousins, they know how to take care of their animals.
There's nothing about her that's not taking care of her animal. I see her all the time too.
I think it's about the yelling, Kyle. It's the fact that you're going above and beyond to belittle and yell at another woman.
I have to repeat, this dog is barking up at all hours, keeping me awake. And so, yeah, I have to be loud because while I'm talking to her, the dog is barking. So, yeah, my voice gets a little bit louder.
You're being dramatic in that sense. The dog is not necessarily barking when you're yelling because I hear you over absolutely everything else when you're talking down to her. There is another way or a different way to handle the situation with the loud dog.
Well, then why don't you tell me the way? Why don't you give me the answer?
Why don't you sit here and try to talk down to me now, too? Like, why don't you talk like a normal person and stop being so, like, on the offense? Like, you're just so...
All right, look, you know what? You say that you hear me all loud in the hallway, but are you hearing her? Are you hearing her dog? It's out of control.
I'll tell you what I heard. I heard her crying last night, which is why I left my apartment, stopped minding my own business, and knocked on your door.
All right, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know she's crying.
Yeah. But so now that you do know, I mean, you've affected her in that way. And I think that what would be really great, though, Kyle, is if you could go and apologize. And we're neighbors. Like, we have to live next door to each other, whether we like it or not. So apologizing, and then maybe we can all find a way to get the dog to chill.
Yeah. No, I get that, all right?
Look at that.
I didn't mean to make anybody cry. You know, I'll tell you what, I'll go down today. I will apologize, and we'll see if we can make this
good. Good, Kyle.
Thank you.
Okay, Kyle, hang on 1 second for me. What? Okay.
I feel like I just need to breathe for a second.
Okay. Apology. Communication. I thought that was going to be way worse than it was.
I know. So did I, actually. I was kind of nervous.
He didn't sound so burly. Sound like a little...
Because he's on the radio now.
A little soccer player or something.
screaming at the top of his lungs. Well, I'm glad, though, that he heard that.
Yeah.
And the apology is what's so important. I just want her to feel better comfortable.
I'm glad she obviously couldn't stand up for herself or to that dude. So I'm glad that you ended up doing that. All right, we're going to play this song. We're going to finish talking to Kyle. And then we'll be right back in 3 minutes. All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96. Great job on that last one, Nina. I feel like that could have gone a lot of different ways, you know?
Yeah, I was trying to, like, really calm down because I just wanted to scream at him. But I think that... being able to talk to my neighbor, I can't believe he called, first of all, but being able to talk to my neighbor and get him to understand that she was upset and that the apology and coming to a conclusion is what we needed is so important.
He seemed pretty cool when we talked to him during these last couple of songs. He was like, look, man, I just wanted to get my side out there. You know, I felt like you guys were attacking me. And I was like, no, that wasn't the case at all. I think that it was just a situation where there was a man, right, literally yelling at a woman and feeling as though he had the freedom to do so every single day just because of a dog.
Right.
And so, Nino just wanted to let him know, dude, your actions have repercussions. And that happened in the form of her crying, which I felt bad for.
Yeah, oh my gosh, me too.
Now you got to go to the girl and tell her that he came on the show.
I know.
No, you guys can have wine.
I got to tell her.
And then
Nina's going to
be like, shut your dog up. I won't be into that one.
I want to play with the puppy.
Have you ever had to get into it with a neighbor before?
No, not like this.
Really?
This is actually really the first time. Yeah. No, I've been really lucky as far as neighbors and stuff are concerned, or if there was ever any drama, like my roommates would handle it. So for me to do this was kind of a lot.
I've definitely as you could imagine, I have zero problem going and knocking on my neighbor's door.
Have you done this?
Absolutely. This happened one time where it was this dude. First of all, my condo in Humble Park is like the walls are thin above us. So the dogs, you can hear them. So I used to always yell at my neighbor and like bang on the door, right? Mm-hmm. And the funny thing was this, he was a big dude, but like I was younger and my cousins always would come over and I'm like a Puerto Rican kid from Chicago that lives and grew up in Humble Park. So all my cousins are like a little thuggish. So when when I would say anything to him, he would like zippity zip, didn't want no problem because he'd always see my cousins coming over. So then finally one day, there was water coming into my bathroom.
Oh, no.
And it was like literally from the light fixtures, from the vent. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I run upstairs and I bang on the door. I felt like I was the police. I was like, doom, 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 doom. He opens the door and I'm like, yo, what the is going on, bro? There's water coming in my... He's like, yo, man, I'm sorry, bro. I said, I told you this dog and this... Da-da-da. And he's like, yo, I'm about to turn off the damn water right now, bro.
What was it, like his bathtub? Poor guys. Like,
nah, I think
I don't know
up,
what I did.
He was taking a shower and the caulk around his bathtub wasn't properly secured. So water just kept coming in. And because it had been happening for so long, it finally came down. Anyways, he was squatting. The house was in foreclosure.
Oh my gosh.
That was another time I had to bang on his door because the people that had bought his condo were like, oh, you know the people upstairs? I'm like, I almost cursed. I hate the people upstairs. And they're like, well, we've been trying to get in touch with them. If you can get in touch with them for us, we'll go ahead and buy them out of their lease so they can get out of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. I went back upstairs. You mean to tell me you don't even belong in this damn condo? You are not even paying your bills? You need to get out of this damn house. These people are trying to find you, bro. Give you this money. You better call this number.
Gabe just really reenacted what had happened.
I'm telling you, man. It's a big deal. And all I kept thinking about was, if this guy says anything, I better call my cousins fast.
I need backup now.
I gotta call somebody. But it happens. Whether it's Nina, whether it's me trying to act braver than I am. But sometimes you've gotten into it with your neighbors. And we want to hear about it. Because we know Nina's not the only person that's defended somebody or herself for that matter, all right? So 877-591-9696. You ever raise your voice at your neighbors?
Had a little confrontation, maybe over a garbage can.
We want to hear about it, all right? It's Gabe and Nina in the morning. Happy Wednesday. We'll take your naughty neighbor calls next. It's B96. Babe. All right, interesting facts here. This is crazy, Nina. People would actually pay money if they could pick their neighbors.
Oh, like to pick your perfect, like, little cul-de-sac or whatever?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Says that apartment, condo, townhome, and duplex dwellers will pay an average of $179 a month extra for this privilege.
So it's like, do you have to go through some type of audition or, like, pre-meeting to live in a certain space? Do we like you?
Right. I mean, what's funny, though, is that, I mean, people say they'd pay to choose who they'd live next to, yet we all don't live next to our friends.
No, we don't. Unless you're like in Hollywood.
That's what I'm saying. So you want to be like, that part is weird. Because why don't you just live next to your friends? Because you're like, I don't want to be that close.
Although, I'd love to borrow their milk.
It says people became friends with only 29% of the neighbors they met. So one in three neighbors you become friends with.
Are you friends with your new neighbors? We've talked about this a little bit.
Yeah, you know,
you've been in the house for...
On one side of me, there's a real estate agent lady who's super nice. She's actually very happy that we moved in.
Oh, good.
Because like I tore down the garage, I fixed the backyard, put up the fence, and then she put up the fence and put in the back. And then the people on the other side is a Puerto Rican family, and they're really cool too, except for the cigarette butts that end up in my backyard. Gotta talk to them about that. Vanessa in Westmont, cops were called to her house during a neighbor altercation. We'll get to her in just a second. But first, Hannah in Oak Forest. All right, so what happened between you and your neighbors?
Okay, so the neighbor was backing up his truck, and he ran over our beanbag board that my father-in-law made my husband.
Okay.
And we were just asking, hey, like, look, you know, just give us an apology. Just own up to it. You're the only one that has a driveway on that side. Ever since then, did not apologize. Would call the cops on us. Like every day, I mean, the cops were at our house. They lied to the cops, told us that we were selling drugs.
What?
The house got raided.
Oh, Hannah's what? Like, we were smoking drugs. We weren't selling them.
Oh, my
right,
God.
Right, you know?
I get it.
I get it.
Okay, you guys ended up moving?
We ended up moving because we weren't going to stay next to these people.
Oh, my gosh. They sound crazy.
That's the worst. I mean, to think that your livelihood is being affected by your neighbors, when it gets to that point, that's terrible.
I mean, yeah, but what choice do you have, Hannah? At least you have some peace now.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Hannah. Nina, you can move if you really want to.
I don't want to deal with the drama. I don't want to get to that point yet.
Vanessa in Westmont. All right, why were the cops called?
We had a neighbor that blocked our motorcycle in. And we had their vehicle towed. According to the leasing office, it was okay to do that. So we had their vehicle towed and didn't notice it for 2 days. As we were leaving the house, you know, I'm from the city. I was born and raised in the city. We just moved to Westmont. And this car rolled up on me and my husband. And I don't know about you, but from the city, when you do that, that doesn't necessarily mean something good.
Right.
So I'm 30 weeks pregnant, and I went on a defense mode, and I had my 8-year-old with me, and this guy pops out the car and starts trying to figure out what's going on with his car while his girlfriend, I believe, within the car, she starts to come at me, threatening me, and they threaten to set our vehicles on fire because we had their car towed, so we had to call the cops. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are pregnant?
She told me
pregnant?
Wait till the baby drops, and she was, yeah, she told me wait till the baby drops, because then she was going to do something. So I told her, I said, you don't know me, sweetheart. I was like, but
damn,
I'll be here.
Yeah, you don't know
wait
me.
Wait until the baby drops.
The Wild Wild Westmont. That's what
I guess it is.
I wouldn't expect that in Westmont, but that's what we got in Westmont.
I love when people that like lived and grew up in the city moved to the burbs. They always say that. They be like, hey, I'm from the city, though. You got to put that out, that little caveat. Thanks for the call, Vanessa. I appreciate it.
I can't believe this. These neighbors are next level. Christina on the south side. Okay, so what happened with your neighbor?
You guys just like hit a sore spot in our household.
Oh, no.
Our neighbor a couple years ago put up a fence in our gangway. Like completely cut off our gangway.
Oh, wow.
And didn't do it with a permit. Like, so it isn't even his property, technically. So we've had, like, inspectors come out and, like, he's been fined, but he still won't take it down.
Yeah, because then what happens there is you got to call the surveyor to come out, find out what part of the property line is yours, his. And then if they give you a fine, it just goes on his house as a lien. It's not necessarily anything he has to pay.
But how did you
get it? It was like a $40 ticket or yeah something. He just paid it. Just, okay, you know, just to piss us off.
Christina, what you got to do is very simple. You get like a sledgehammer or some yeah drilling tools and you knock out the fence.
Seriously, like if my man is listening to you right now, I'm going to go home and that fence is going to be like, literally, it's
going to
be your fault.
Do it. It's okay. I support it. Drive your car through it. Whatever you got to do.
It's fault that the fence is down.
All right.
Yeah, get a car and drive right through it.
A couple weeks ago, my man had like a home project outside. He just freshly painted it. The guy's out there and he sees this.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes with the weed whacker along the fence. And, like, just does oh, that geez little area.
Oh, jeez. Christina, do you live in Westmont?
Don't mess with a man and his weed whacker.
Christina, thanks for the call. Hope that situation gets better or just move or something like that. Well,
God,
if you're just joining us, Nina was talking about the fact that the guy who was complaining about the dog complained for the third day in a row, and then he actually called in, Kyle. But he was not. I don't want to poo-poo on Kyle because ultimately at the end, he apologized because he didn't know he made the girl cry.
I'm so thankful that he apologized. I'm glad he didn't threaten to set anything on fire like some of these calls that we're hearing.
He set you on fire, though. I'm glad that you actually solved that problem, Amina, for your neighbor. That was
thank
really
you
nice. All right, guys, don't forget, 8 o'clock, it is Wednesday, so that means Lie Detectors is on the way. Don't go anywhere.
He's a good liar, and she's used to being lied to.
Hey!
The Lie Detectors on B96.
That's right. It is time for Lie Detectors. We are Gabe and Nina and trying to catch somebody up in a lie. We have Danielle. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, Danielle. So, who do you think is lying to you?
So, I went on a couple dates with this guy, Luke, and long story short, he said that his job was, he was the VP for sales and marketing for him. And I don't know, my friend called me and she said she was out last weekend and she swears she saw him bartending. And she kept going past him a couple times to make sure it was him. And she's like, yeah, it's him. He's bartending.
Okay, has she ever met the guy before?
No. No, she's not met him. She's only seen him in pictures from what I've shown her.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
So it could be a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a bar, so it's late at night. Yeah. It's dark. It could not be him.
Okay. Well, let's say he is. What does that mean for you?
So I don't care what he does, as long as he's got a job and he's working towards, like, something. But for me, it's like, why did you lie, you know?
And what else is he lying about?
Yeah, and then it's like this is the beginning of the relationship, so if we continue, who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Why do you think, Gabe, that a guy would lie about, like, his job in this type of a situation?
I don't know, maybe he's just trying to hit it. Sorry to say it like that, but maybe, you know, he doesn't really care about
it's gonna
a long-lasting relationship.
You.
Yeah, so he's just like, hey, whatever, this is the conversation in the moment. I mean, how long have you guys been talking for?
I mean, we've been talking for, like, a couple weeks, and we've gone on 4 dates.
Okay, that's
I feel
a
like
lot.
If you were just trying to hit it, it would have been done by now, you know?
Well, right.
Maybe he did hit it already and he doesn't care.
Okay, maybe let's go back to the initial thought. Maybe it's not even him.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe it's not him.
Right.
Nina, how would you feel if you found out that some guy lied to you about his job early in the relationship?
I feel like
that deal breaker?
Yeah.
Of course it should be.
I was about to say, well, what's the motivation? Yeah. Like, do I really make you feel that
be like,
bad
I'd be
about
like, dude,
yourself?
You're crazy. I don't know why you're lying. That's unnecessary.
That should be my reaction. Yeah. But I wanted, like, I think for me, it's why, though.
Nina's like, can why? I help you? Can I fix you into not lying to me anymore?
I have a toolkit. It works maybe, really well.
Danielle's not trying to do the same thing. All right, Danielle. Well, listen, you said that we think he's a bartender and we've come up with a plan because, you know, Nina and I, we've been lied to so much in our life. We kind of know how to backdoor our way into, wait, pause. We kind of know.
Wait, where are you going
anyway,
with this?
Anyway, here's where I'm going with it. In
we
3 minutes,
we know how to figure it out.
We are
going
to try to catch him up in a lie. So don't go anywhere, okay, Danielle?
Okay.
All right. 3 minutes from right now, whether a girl or a guy or a bartender or whatever he is, we will detect the lie. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
We're back for part two, the juicy part of Lie Detectors with Gabe and Nina on B96. Danielle, you still there?
I am still here.
Okay, just making sure. Danielle thinks the dude she's been seeing has been lying about his job. Is he? We're going to find out right now. I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Luke?
Yeah, this is Luke.
Hi, Luke. My name is Marlene from restaurant opening in River North.
Okay.
I know this is very bizarre, but one of your regulars, Mike, he got your number from the manager. We heard that you do an amazing job. You make great cocktails. You're great with people. And I'm looking for a new bar manager to handle the restaurant when we open. And Mike said you would be perfect.
Mike?
Yeah. You know, the one that comes in there all the time. He's pretty tall, dark hair. You can't miss him.
Yeah.
So this new restaurant is actually going to be a wonderful opportunity. Aside from the fact that it's going to be aesthetically pleasing, which we figure is going to draw in a lot of people for pictures and whatnot, you'll be in control of everything. We'll give you access to the menu, creating drinks, hiring your own staff. I mean, you will be in charge.
That's amazing.
Right. We can even look into benefits and all of that for you, too.
Benefits. Oh my God.
Wait, Luke, before you get too excited, I forgot to ask. I'm sorry. How long have you been bartending?
More than 10 years I've been bartending.
Okay, wonderful. I've heard great things. Another one of your customers, Danielle. You know Danielle, she's been giving you glowing reviews as well.
Hey, Luke, love your bar. Uh-oh. It's a blast.
Wrong. Lukey, I heard you made a mean classic daiquiri. It's a little bit of lime juice, a little bit of rum, and a little bit of lies.
All of the lies.
Luke,
oh,
it's B96 in Chicago, man. Gabe and Nina. We have Danielle on the phone, but she had us call you up because you told her you were the VP of sales, but we just found out you're a bartender.
I do sales. I mean, I sell drinks and I market them real good. Like,
right. No. Luke, and we had dinner. You said you were the VP of sales at a marketing firm.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm. That's my job. I sell drinks.
But Luke, really, you know that that's a lie. But why did you feel like you needed to lie to Danielle like that?
Like, she just. Gorgeous, right? And then she's a professional, you know, and then she's got her own condo. And I love Canyon Bar, like, but
sounds like he's intimidated, Nina. Danielle, I mean, that makes sense to me.
Well, you still shouldn't lie, though.
Luke, it's not the first time people have said they're intimidated by what I do and what I've been able to, like, do with my life. For me, it's just like, if you were intimidated, why didn't you just say that? Why did you lie about what you're doing?
Well, I mean, I wanted to hang out with you again. And then I was going to tell you, like...
The last thing I would do would be to throw that all away because you're a bartender.
So you're saying we can hang out again?
Okay, guys. Okay.
Hang on, Luke.
I mean, you're pulling out my heartstrings.
You're drinking too many Red Bull vodkas. You got to slow down.
Luke, he's
excited.
I can tell. Danielle, let's just get to the chase right here. I mean, obviously, or he lied to you about that. He explained to you why. I mean, is this something you even want to continue?
I do. Like, I do want to go on another date with him. I know.
Because now she feels sorry.
I know. He seems so, like, I know how he seems, but Luke is such a great guy, and he's so fun. Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Gabe and Nina on V96.
Gabe and Nina, V96. Happy Wednesday. Gosh, that was an interesting lie detectors. Have you ever lied about your job before?
Yes. Actually, I did. I was on a camping trip and I met this really cute guy that was a little bit older than me. So I told him that I was the voice of a Disney character in the upcoming Disney movie.
That's right. I remember that.
And this guy believed me.
I remember that.
It was really fun. And then I'd put on like my little voice and I was like, I'm the new princess and whatever. He was like, wow, this is the coolest thing. And that used to be a dream job of mine. Oh my God, to be the voice of a Disney character?
That's
damn
heavy.
It.
That's heavy if you lie. Now, were you lying to impress him or were you lying because you just didn't care?
I was just lying because I was never going to see him again. I didn't care. So it was like one of those opportunities. I was at Yellowstone Park, actually. It was at Yellowstone Park camping. And we were meeting people from like all around the country.
Yeah.
So we went to a bar and I was like, yeah, I'm the voice of a Disney character.
That's so funny.
And he bought it.
I feel like the only time I've ever lied about a job is like on a plane. Somebody sitting next to you and you might just embellish a little bit. Say you work at a radio station. You might say you're the boss, but
well, how many radio
you're like
stations
the overnight board operator. It's like not the same. But I mean, we've all been in that. Maybe not all of us. Maybe just us little liars.
I don't know, I guess.
That's why we're good at lie detectors.
Getting you.
Well, here's the thing. He lied that he was a bartender, saying that he was the VP of sales and marketing, but in actuality, we found out what he really did. So it made us want to play one of our favorite games, Nina.
Yeah. Weed or wine. We were inspired by the bar.
Man, we haven't talked about wine in a while on the show.
And it's a Wednesday, you know, weed or wine Wednesday. So when we give you three different aromas and you just have to tell us which one it is, weed or wine. 877-591-9696 if you would like to play.
You're saying to yourself, oh, that's easy. It's a lot harder than it seems,
it really
right?
is.
All right, comes up on the radio. Lines are open. Weed or wine next. V96. Money Morgan. That's what I'm going to call you. Is that okay?
Let's do it.
Bringing more money into your life.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can get this right. Hopefully you haven't spent too much money on weed or wine, right, Morgan?
I plead the fifth.
Ah.
Oh, Morgan, trying to be cheeky.
All right, so you heard how it goes. Nina's going to tell you an aroma, and you're simply going to tell her whether it belongs to a weed or a wine, okay?
Let's do it.
The first one you just heard is, this aroma is a fruity blend of grape flavors and autumn-colored foliage.
Interesting, Morgan. Would that be weed or wine?
I'm going to say it's a weed.
It is, Morgan.
Sneaky Nina.
It's called 9-Pound Hammer.
Oh, my God.
So that's the strain that
grape just sounded too obvious to be wine.
Right. Morgan, could you imagine if you smoked that and got hit with a 9-pound hammer?
Whoa.
I'm sure
I think
it's
going to be done.
An indica. I'm sure. I would hope so. All right. Second one, Morgan. Here we go.
Okay. Here it is. This aroma is refreshing with a complex, vibrant zing reminiscent of lemon chiffon. It has notes of lemons, obviously, and it finishes with key limes.
All right, Morgan. I don't know what chiffon means. Maybe you do. Is that a weed or a wine?
I'm going to say that's wine.
Dang, Morgan, you're actually really good at this for not spending any money on it.
Now we know when you pleaded the fifth, what you
I
actually meant.
I spend a lot of money on wine, though.
It's a cupcake Sauvignon Blanc, hence the lemon chiffon. All right, for the clean, sweet, Morgan, here it is. This aroma has notes of sweet and sour tropical fruit with flavors reminiscent of pineapple and grapefruit layered with candy.
All right, Morgan, are you going to want to eat all of that after you smoke it or are you going to puke it up after you drink it? Is it weed or wine?
I want to say that that's a weed.
Damn, girl. It is.
Damn,
it's called
girl.
Acid dough.
Whoa. All right, I definitely do not want to smoke any acid though. Oh my gosh. All right. You said you spend a lot of money on wine. What's your favorite?
Like a sweet Moscato or something fruity. Definitely like anything from like up in the Wisconsin area. Like the local breweries up there is amazing.
That sounds about right. I guess I'm asking because I think guys are, they think they're being cool when they're bringing a bottle of wine to the BYOB. So we have Nina and we have Morgan on the line. So that's why I ask.
Different palates though, Morgan. Any of those sweet things would kill me.
No. The answer is, gentlemen, bring both.
Just bring her to the liquor store and let her pick her own.
Hey,
That's
the B96. It's time for Nina at 9:30 on B96. Gems for your journey. And if today's isn't the realest, oh my God, I'm excited to share it with you because it was a light bulb that went off in my head about how important it is to have different categories when it comes to your friends. Because I never did before. Do you, Gabe? Do you put them in like categories like best friends, acquaintances?
No.
For like your mental. Because for me, I think everybody was kind of the same across the board. And then you find yourself putting out energy or having expectations in different places. And then you get hurt. because people don't match the expectations or put in as much as you do. But the second you mentally place them in best friends, friends, and acquaintances, then it's cool. Whatever happens, you don't have certain expectations for the wrong person. You free yourself, and then you don't get mad. And it's like, all right, we know where we stand. We're good. And then it can still all be love without having to hate people for no reason. Categorize.
Okay.
We're good at organization. A lot of ladies are anyways, and maybe fellas too. Organize, and you will be free.
Like
telling you, it's not the realest. Weekdays, Nina at 9:30, trying to give you a little gem for your journey. But it's Gabe and Nina in the morning all the time. Thanks for being here with us on B96.
Happy Wednesday.
How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? But either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.